For people who have gone through similar obstacles and challenges that you've gone through, what do you want to tell them?
I'm going to tell them I understand. Understanding,
that's big,
is huge. I think that's the disconnect between doctors and patients. Because when a patient goes to the doctor, it's like, how do you deal with this pain? And you don't feel understood. You begin to question your pain and you begin to feel extremely depressed. So the best thing that helped me, of course, was the support from my group, from people all over the world that are suffering with this. So for me, when I talk to somebody, whether they've gone through the loss, even the loss of their dog, I feel pain for them. I didn't used to feel that way. I used to feel grief-centric, that I had had the worst kind of loss. If somebody hadn't lost a child, they can't imagine it. They would compare it to their dog or their parents. But my compassion has changed. When somebody is hurting, there's no use to compare. So that's one of the ways I get around that guilty feeling that I'm better off than some people with this disease who can't drive or go outside. There's no comparing. We all find it hard. And the key is, how do we live with this and not suffer? How do we stay hopeful? So if I talk to someone who's suffering, I first let them know I understand. But I think another thing that is helpful is to view things as temporary. Temporary is a great word. Temporary means you got this now, it's awful, but that doesn't mean you're going to have it tomorrow. Doesn't mean you're going to have it for the rest of your life. There are people on my group, I know someone who's had this for 25 years, and it flares up, or sometimes it's more manageable, but it's still a problem. So when I was given that statement that this is an incurable disease, yeah, I was pretty discouraged. But now I'm realizing that there's a way to live with it.
Jude, what is the biggest thing you want people watching this video and hearing your story to learn?
Wow, that's going to make me cry. I want them to know it's not easy to have a condition that no one else can see, that you have to deal with personally, but we can change our thoughts. And if we can change our thoughts, we can change how we feel. So that's what I do every day. If I can influence anybody into realizing they have that power, then I feel inspired. That's what I do for myself with my music, and that's what I do with my art. I look for the beauty. I look for the things that touch. I can't write anything if I can't touch people. I can't sing if I can't touch people. I can't live my life numb anymore. So I'm going to allow myself to feel all of my feelings. I can be angry at this condition. I can be depressed. I can't help it. Sometimes I am. But I can also look at the things that make me happy and do those things and try to live today instead of waiting for a cure. I deserve to be happy. For anyone watching this video, the biggest thing that I could say is, I've gone through some really traumatic, sad things in my life, as many people have. But I feel very fortunate that I've been able to take all of those things and turn them into something beautiful, into songs, into music, into words. It's not a disaster now. It's something, I've reinvented it into something else. And in doing that, I've done it for myself. I've made myself an inspired and beautiful person. I am not going to look at the ugly. I'm going to look at the things that I've done that I can celebrate. And there's so much, like my friendship with Joni. How many people have a friend they've known since they were little, that they've been on vacations with, that we have pictures of us through all of the parts of our life? And how many people have a friend that sings their songs from the heart? You told me that you've become a better singer just from singing in the car with my songs.
I have.
It's really something.
It's been very, it's It's fun. I don't listen to the news anymore. I practice my singing.
Somebody told me that with my music, she says, I hear every word. And I think that's true for me, that I want to make sure, no matter what I say, that it's clear. That's my song, Clear, that every word is important. Every word can make a difference. When I write lyrics, I will actually change one word and the line has a completely different feeling. So that applies to my philosophy with dealing with things. I change a word. If a word doesn't help me, if a word is disease, no, I'm not going to call it that. That doesn't help me. It's not so much avoidance. It's more, it might sound like semantics, but it makes a difference. So I will change a word. I'm trying to think of one offhand. Pain. Pain is a word that's very familiar to me. Sometimes I gotta just like look at it as maybe it's irritation. Maybe it's distraction. Maybe it's a little foggy. I will try to just change that word so that it's a word that makes me feel better. And that's the goal, feeling better. So if we can do that with our thoughts, that is powerful. It's not about a doctor telling us they understand. It's about knowing inside that we can look at things differently and make ourselves feel better.